This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's freaking out.
Freaking out, freaking out. Retro's clicking fingers.
Okie dokie dokie. The plains, we roam them. Okle dokle dokie. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Do you think anyone has an Uncle Doki?
I hope so, you know. Okie dokie, Uncle Doki.
Uncle Doki? Uncle Doki, are you okie dokie with going for a walkie?
Yesy wesy. I also sucky wucky. A little bitty.
Oh, Uncle Doki.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Richard and Greta. Gonna make your lives better today.
Uncle Doki. Let me have a sip of your Uncle Coffee.
Coffee, Uncle Doki, only jokey.
Panty Soaky? Whoa.
You got fast and fresh quick.
Fresh and fast.
You know me too well.
Well, if there's one thing that makes your panties soaky, it's Uncle Doki.
That's when you talk about Uncle Doki, you know?
Yes.
Who knew he was my sex uncle?
Yes. Oh, Greta's fuck uncle. What a guy. Pardon us, folks. It's gotten hot quickly in here. God, it's nice to be back, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to be back. It's nice to hear your voice in my ears so deeply. The fibers of your voice, I feel like they're like iron filings, and they just tickle my eardrum just like so.
Oh, yes. Yes, my tongue, the magnet that it draws them into a fine mustache, only to tickle your ears with it.
Yes, and you can paint one way if you brush it down, and another way if you brush it up, you know, leaving a beautiful canvas with which to draw with a single finger.
Yes, a velveteen canvas of vocal iron filings.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Greta.
Yes.
You are so beautiful. I don't know what to do. I am in love with you. You know?
It's very beautiful to hear that, Richard.
It's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
I believe you were going to ask me a listener question.
I'd love to ask you a listener question. I have one here from Bonnie Garuda. And she asks, Richard.
Yes.
Do you use a deodorant? And is it a natural deodorant?
Yes.
I wonder what she means by natural.
What does it mean, natural?
Just like rubbing on
a crystal.
Yes, or a sprig of rosemary or something.
Yes, or a lump of coal. It's supposed to be good for killing bacteria. There is a crystal, a smooth crystal, that was sold in the late 80s. You would rub on the inside of your armpit. This is true. I wonder if you can still get these.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything, but it gives you a feeling of cleanliness. Such a nice feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. And an odorless deodorizer.
Antiperspirants are supposed to be very bad for you because you're supposed to sweat out all those toxins. And if you put on an antiperspirant, you know, you're keeping all that inside.
Yeah, you're swallowing that down.
You're swallowing down the stench of your filth.
Where's it going to go?
Where's it going to go?
It's going to enter your thoughts.
Yes.
Your personality.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pretty soon you're waiting in the bank line going, hey, Clyde, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Exactly.
You know, instead of, hey, Clyde, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah. Hey, Clyde, do you want to come over later?
Yeah.
For sambuca.
Yeah, and kombucha.
That's what I meant.
What a witch's brew.
I've got a listener question for you, Greta.
Yes, Richard.
This comes in from Lorena McKinnon. She asks, if opposites attract, what is opposite in Richard that attracts you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, opposite as a concept, you know, I find it incredibly binary for things that are so spectrumal as human beings.
Yeah.
If I am to imagine myself very much like an ice queen on the top of an Alp, I think of Richard in a fiery pit.
Oh my.
And he's down there with forked beasts, but they're having a great time.
Oh, yes.
You know, the devilry is chivalry. The devilry is, what's the word when you're having a good time at a party?
Revelry?
Revelry, yeah. The devilry is revelry.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where would I be as a poet without Richard here to supply me the words? That's the question. So my answer changes now to non-poet and poet, or word searcher and word provider.
You seem to be doing both quite well to me, you know, from the outside.
If I am... Richard, what's the name of that game that you play with the squares and you put the numbers in? Sambuca?
Sudoku.
Sudoku. If I am Sudoku, Richard is the thing that they have in the New York Times that
Wordle?
Everybody's doing now. Wordle. If I'm the Sudoku, Richard is the Wordle.
Yes.
You know?
This is like charades.
Yeah, isn't it? I love it. I love this game. And these are the opposites that we are, you know?
Yes.
The searcher and the finder. I have no socks. He brings me socks, you know? I have no words. He gives me words. But he knows what I mean. He knows where I'm going. So I'm still an author. I just haven't got the paints.
Gorgeous.
Sounds or like a painter, did. A painter. I'm still a painter. I just haven't got the paints.
I liked the metaphor version.
Yeah,
just
let's
fine,
mix them.
You know?
Mix them.
Yeah, let's mix them up. The arts are best when blended or knitted. Oh, plaited like hair.
Oh, just like those savants that have that what's that called, Richard?
When you, idiocy?
No, not the idiot savants. The savants that blend the senses, and it's called cross.
Oh, synesthesia.
That's it. Thank you, Richard. One more, one more word.
Time for a nap.
How about a product review?
Yes. How about
product review?
Product review. Greta.
Richard.
Should I go get a... I've got a unlit candle here and it's breaking my heart. I would like to light it and bring some warmth into this room.
Well, I would like you to light that for your surprise segment, but we can light it now as well.
Okay, sure. Oh, is that what... Is this for later? Did
no,
you bring this?
I didn't actually bring it now, but it was part of my...
Oh. Yeah, we'll leave
know,
it be.
Plan.
Okay.
Ooh, that was actually my chair. Oh my God. Sorry. Richard.
Yes.
Would you like to review the horizontal zip wire velocity in Snowdonia?
Folks, we have ziplined before on this podcast.
But not
but
like
not
this.
Like this. This is a... The zip line to beat them all. It might be the world's biggest, is it?
It might be.
Might be. It goes over a quarry in Wales. It is a slate quarry. And so you are flying down a cable over a blue lake and gray-black slate pieces, and you're in a little sleeping bag stitched to a pulley system. So you're just cocooned.
You're in a kind of a body hammock, aren't you? Your
yes.
arms are disabled behind you. They've told you to tuck those in.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just rocketing head first, stomach down, dangling away. They put you on a table to strap you to the thing, and then the table lowers, and you're just hanging in the little hammock face down. You have goggles on and a crash helmet. And then they count in Welsh and release you.
I loved it when they counted in Welsh.
Yes, and just zip you on down. That was divine. And it was great to look over at Greta dangling in her hammock and go, look at us, you know? You're such a stunt hero. And aren't we super people?
I felt like all those gears, those pulleys, those latches, those hard hats made me feel professional. And then I was utterly yeah. submissive as I was strapped into something and shot down the mountain.
Yeah, I mean, you do gear up like you're good at something, like you're a kind of a motorcycle racer or something, but then you're just a potato in a bag, you know,
yeah.
zipping on down the line.
Tourist potato.
Tourist potato in a baggy bag. Greta.
Yes, Richard.
I would like you to review for me a product. Recently, I brought home something for you that you'd been dreaming about, longing for.
Yes.
I surprised you with it, tooting my own horn like I am. I surprised you with a small bag of dried licorice root.
Twigs.
Twigs.
They're from under the ground, Richard?
Yeah.
It's called licorice root, but when I saw them, I thought that is someone snapped that off a tree.
Yeah, it's a tree that reverse tree, you know.
Yes, the under tree, and well, I didn't know how to go about it. You know, I've been wanting this for ages. I haven't had sugar in a long time, and I'd been enjoying the tea pig, peppermint and licorice bag so much. I thought I need to know where this comes from. I need to explore deeper into this licorice flavor. So Richard surprised me with these goddamn root twigs. I snap one off, I put it under boiling water, I let it steep a while, and then I chewed on it. Oh my god, my mouth nearly exploded. It couldn't contain the flavor, the sweetness, the confusion. It was absolutely gorgeous. I couldn't speak for a whole 20 minutes.
Fantastic.
And I continued to make tea out of the same twig for the rest of the day. I was able to just refill that cup and there it was, as strong as ever. Also, you know, it's a little chewing tobacco-y kind of thing. You know, you get to gnarl on it. It makes me feel like, it's kind of Neanderthal. And I it doesn't really get in your teeth too much. I feel like it makes me feel like a panda chomping on some bamboo, actually.
Yeah.
It also makes me feel like I'm kind of smoking or I'm enjoying tobacco or snuff or something. I mean, it feels kind of dirty. I like it. I get a bit of bark all dribbling down my chin. And
gorgeous.
I get a look in my eye and, you know, Richard knows what I want, so we go upstairs.
Yes, folks, licorice root, an aphrodisiac to beat the band.
Root for rooting. Richard,
yes.
Would you like a surprise segment?
I would.
Okay, I'm just going to run and get a little match for your candle. One sec.
Oh, nice. The sound of candle lighting. A little crackling in the wax. And I can hear the swish of your corduroys. This is so relaxing.
Yeah, my thighs have met each other of late. Now, Richard.
Yes.
I'd like to invite you into the practice of waking dreaming.
Oh, my.
I would like you to use that flame as access.
Okay.
And you will look at that flickering light,
mm-hmm.
and you will find your dream brain within you, and you will coax it and you will cross the border into dreaming whilst awake.
Yes.
Now you can have ingredients in your dream provided by me.
Uh-huh.
Or you can use just the flame itself to take you into a waking dream.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I am drifting into this flame quite nicely. Before I get too deep, I'll just say that I don't mind the ingredients coming in.
Yes, well, I was going to say, Daniel has baked a pie.
Daniel has baked a pie. Yes, I feel like I am floating and sailing on a little sailboat bed from like you would find in a children's story. A dream bed that sails out to sea.
Exactly. This is perfect. This is exactly the kind of territory that we want Richard to be in right now. He is playing with scale.
I am inside the flame, but it does not incinerate me too badly. I am burning and in agony.
Yes.
But I am also enjoying that I can sail. And
this is beautiful. He's playing with logic.
Over the fiery waves, there are waves now of a molten lava that gently rock my little bed boat that's engulfed in flames.
Where is Daniel with the pie?
Yes, and my nose hairs have singed completely, so the inner nose is nude and able to smell fragrances like never before. And I can smell Daniel's pie over the fiery horizon. And at great personal risk, I reach my hands down into the lava waves and pedal myself forward. And as I do, I raise my hands up, and they are but red-hot skeleton bones. But that does not stop me, for I want Daniel's pie.
Oh, yes.
And I keep paddling and paddling with my hot bones fingers. So red hot, and I get some smoke in my eyes and lift my red ember fingers to brush away the smoke and soot from my eyes and burn off my brows and lashes. Yes, and burn my eyes away.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so I am blind now. Oh, like Oedipus, with only my nose to guide me towards Daniel's pie, ever, ever calling to me, my beacon, my talisman, my light at the end of the tunnel, my fragrance at the end of the nose hole. And finally I arrive on some distant shore. Oh. It's a rocky, stony beach of emeralds that I found in Greta's soul. And out and off of the bed do I step with a gravelly crunch, with each burny foot stepping in. And it cools me, and it sizzles with coolness as I take each step. And there in front of me is Daniel. Oh, Daniel, can I get a piece of that pie? I call to him with my lack of eyes. He recognizes the expression. Yes, friend, he says, even though I have not actually spoken. I've only spoken with my heart and mind and look of need and desire. Yes, friend, you may indulge in my sweet pie. Oh, but what kind is it, sir? I ask. What kind of pie? 'Tis raspberry pie with a few apple slices. Thank you, Daniel. And I have christened it with a black pepper glaze. What? That is completely unorthodox. Yes, try it though, friend. 'Tis delish. So I eat Daniel's peppery pie till the morn. And we lie there, side by side, enjoying the coolness of the wet emeralds beneath our hot bones.
Oh, Richard, what a nourishing gift. I was so frightened you were going to wake before you got to enjoy that pie, you know? It's so fulfilling that you actually got to imbibe it.
Yes, it's important in waking dreams, you know? Sometimes you can go back for it, you know? Finish it up.
You can reverse in dreaming. I think often I do.
Yeah.
I think often I don't like the direction. I go right back and take it from there again.
Yes. Oh, man, I'm really craving Daniel's pie now.
Yeah, black pepper glaze.
What is that? That's a dream ingredient. Beautiful. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you know? It sounds so crunchy. It sounds good.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, dark.
How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.